أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening verses of Surah Al-Infitar. Infatara, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in the very first ayah, refers to something that splits asunder, something that clefts and breaks in. The surah is also a Makki surah revealed before the hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in the introduction of the surah, it is very similar to the previous surah in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes, however, to a lesser degree here, about some of the happenings of Qiyamah, most of it which has been discussed in the previous surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا السَّمَاءٌ فَطَرَتْ, when the skies burst asunder, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ, and when the stars begin to disperse, or when they begin to fall, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ, and when the seas begin to overwhelm, when they begin to boil over. These have all been discussed in the previous surah. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here adds on, وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ, and when the graves will be overturned. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the happenings now closer to the accountability, closer to the questioning of Allah, closer to man standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now when everything else breaks, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here adds the qubur that man was in, and it is natural that the earth is also going to disintegrate. The earth is also going to shake its quake, and hence the qabrs will also be overturned and they will be opened. And obviously when that happens, man will stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection, on the day of reckoning. Alimat nafsum ma qaddamat wa akharat. The nafs, the soul, the being, the human will know what it sent forth, وَأَخَّرَتْ, and what it left behind. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates in very many surahs in different ways that each person, each soul would know, would have full knowledge of its actions in this world. What is sent forth, most of the commentators have understood and explained it as the good deeds that a person sends over to the hereafter. The example that we can understand is when man wants to move from one country to another, then that person will begin to transfer his assets, that person will begin to transfer his belongings, he will begin to transfer his funds, because now he wants to invest in another land. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention in the word ma qaddamat, that all of us need to understand and realize that we are also going to go to the other side, and we are all going to require a very firm asset and a very firm investment, and that is by way of our iman, by way of our ikhlas, our sincerity, by way of our amal. So every soul will have full knowledge of it. Alimat, there's full knowledge of it. وَأَخَّرَتْ, again the commentators here have understood and explained it in two ways. وَأَخَّرَتْ, what man has left behind, that we all know that we had opportunities to do good in this world by way of our dhikr, by way of our tilawat of the Qur'an, by way of our salat, by way of our sadaqah and our charities, and in every facet of our lives, we have opportunities that sometimes we squander. So we have full knowledge of it. That how much of time did I have this morning? to have engaged in Allah's dhikr, and how much of the time I squandered in other things. Maybe I wanted to look at News 24, maybe I wanted to look at what is in the chats, and like that I squander those opportunities, and we know about it. We have full knowledge of it. And then some ulama have said, وَأَخَّرَتْ refers to what man has left behind, in that the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَلَيْهَا, that man brings about some good deed, man reminds his community about a good deed, and then he practices upon that good deed, and then others also begin to practice. So that will be with regards to the legacy that a person leaves behind, that a person knows that he has left this legacy behind, but then obviously who knows how long that legacy will last, but at least a person tried to leave something behind in this world so that others will follow. Sometimes it can be just a kitab or a Quran Sharif that a person left behind and others read. Sometimes it can be a contribution to a masjid or a madrasa or some other institution of deen that a person had donated to and he left behind. And it can be very many things that a person leaves behind. And all of these are regarded as legacies that a person leaves behind. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to it, that insan, you are very well aware of what you have sent forth. And together with that, you are well aware of what you have left behind, either leaving behind insofar as not accomplishing, or leaving behind insofar as the legacy is concerned. Ya ayyuhal insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses man, O man, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, what has deceived you with regards to your Rabb who is Al-Kareem, the Rabb that has given you so much that you have not even asked for, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. Allah has given so much that we are not worthy of, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala nonetheless has given it. It is our folly and it is our short-sightedness that generally we want to look at and we want to see what we don't have. And we forget often to see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given. Alladhi khalaqak, that Allah that has created you. Fasawwak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then shaped you. Fa'adalak, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proportioned you. Look at your bodies from the outside, from the inside, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has proportioned every aspect of it. Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak, in whatever surah, in whatever form Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had composed the human. That all have primarily the same form, but the shapes would differ, and that is the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has done it, and that is a ni'mat that Allah has afforded us, for which obviously we cannot offer enough gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.